SM Voice News, The Global Link.
Economist urges Zambians to exercise patience over commodity prices. Build Zambia 2064 welcomes government's rejection of U.S. donor aid. And at least 55 Ghanaians killed in Russia-Ukraine war, minister says. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Economist Trevor Hambai has urged Zambians to remain patient as commodity prices adjust following the recent 7.5% reduction in the country's inflation rate for February 2026. Speaking in an interview with RTN News in Lusaka today, Mr. Hambai explained that a decline in the inflation rate does not automatically translate into an immediate drop in the prices of goods and services. He noted that while inflation has slowed down, the impact on commodity prices is gradual and may take time to be felt by consumers. The reduction in prices of commodities is a gradual process, which could take up to 6 months before meaningful results are seen, said Mr. Hambai. He attributed the drop in inflation to several factors, including the stability of the exchange rate and fuel pump prices, which have helped ease cost pressures in the economy. Mr. Hambai further emphasized that maintaining macroeconomic stability, particularly around the exchange rate, is key to ensuring a marginal and sustained reduction in the prices of goods and services. He reiterated that patience and continued economic discipline will be essential for the country to fully benefit from the improving economic indicators.
It is an issue where the ordinary Zambian needs to understand what it means when the inflation rate reduces. Is that the reduction in the inflation rate does not necessarily mean there is going to be a reduction in the price of goods. The 7.5% inflation rate that has been recorded means that the price of goods and services is going to be increasing only by 7.5%. It is the rate at which the prices are increasing that has reduced. And that is the fundamental issue that you must understand.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango has called on members of parliament to work closely with government in finding lasting solutions for citizens affected by floods in various parts of the country. Mrs. Nalumango says while government has continued to provide short-term relief such as food assistance to affected families, there's an urgent need to focus on long-term interventions. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango noted that the recurring floods have continued to displace communities, making it necessary for leaders to begin identifying safer areas where affected people can be permanently relocated. Mrs. Nalumango emphasized that sustainable solutions require collective effort, urging lawmakers to collaborate with government agencies in planning and implementing relocation programs. She stressed that parliamentarians have a key role to play in engaging their constituencies and supporting initiatives aimed at securing safer settlement areas for vulnerable communities.
But here I have stood for a long time, working together as leaders in the nation who have been identified by the people. This house is so special, madam. Every part of this country is represented by somebody here. And therefore we can think together and find some semi-permanent, I'm using semi because there are things beyond human capacity to change, but we can agree, displaced people, do we want them to go back and be displaced again and go back?
Build Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mushalika has commended the government's decision to reject part of a proposed global health aid package from the United States, citing concerns over its implications for Zambia's national interests. On Wednesday, 25th February, Zambia pushed back on aspects of a deal reportedly worth over $1 billion in global health support from the United States, stating that certain conditions attached to the aid did not align with the country's priorities. Speaking in an interview with RTN News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mushalika welcomed the move, stressing that Zambia is not obligated to accept assistance that compromises its values. Zambia is a sovereign nation and has every right to reject any donor support that does not align with its national values and dignity, said Dr. Mushalika. Dr. Mushalika further stated that, given the country's vast natural resources and the ongoing stabilization of the economy, Zambia has the capacity to sustain its healthcare system independently. Build Zambia supports this position. Zambia must not in any way trade its integrity and respect in exchange for aid, said Dr. Mshalika. He argued that Zambia has managed its health sector in the past without heavy reliance on donor funding and can do so again provided resources are utilized prudently. However, Dr. Mshalika emphasized the need for the country to add value to its natural resources to strengthen domestic revenue generation. He urged governments to promote economic self-reliance, noting that no nation is entitled to external support.
I think what is required now is for governments to understand and make the citizens understand that no one owes us a living as a country. We've got to learn to look after ourselves. If it means going through some pain as we graduate to being sovereign, independent, dependent on what we do ourselves, let us go through that path. If you look at the so-called donors, what do they have which we don't have? Which we don't have as a country. Time for us to stand up now and say, guys, if we are going to raise money through food production, let us go mass food production, make money. If we are going to organize mining in such a way that comes profitable for the country, let us organize mining in that.
Opposition Zambia Must Prosper ZMP has announced its decision to withdraw from the Tonsai Alliance. Party President Kelvin Fubebwalya says the decision follows what he described as the alliance failure to respond to the party's ultimatum to review the terms and process used in selecting a presidential candidate for the alliance. Mr. Walia claimed that the manner in which 2026 August presidential candidate Brian Mundubile was chosen is a sham and did not follow the agreed guidelines on how a candidate should be selected. Speaking when he featured on the Christian's Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwania further alleged that Tonsai Alliance leaders endorsing Mr. Mundubile, led by Chris Zumani Zimba, have weakened and effectively destroyed the alliance. The decision that was made was flawed, and the ZMP party will officially notify the alliance of its decision to leave, said Mr. Mwania. Mr. Mwania also questioned the commitment of some Tonsai leaders, stating that they do not have the interests of the Zambian people at heart.
If Wenga by Zambia Must Prosper, that refer to now the PF, and it's part of the reason why Mutonse Ishiri, if we're not to Fumamu, technically because Variava Nins were for Kutuba PF, if we're not to refer to PF, that we should go at PF Nikotama structure, that we should go at PF Chipa and Chimacho as a Tavatu Shiri, that we should if Wenga for Angerina by PF. There is still room for improvement in PF.
In African news, at least 55 Ghanaians have been killed fighting in the war in Ukraine, with two others currently held as prisoners of war, Ghana's foreign affairs minister says. On a trip to Kyiv, Samuel Okuzeto Ablakwa said that about 272 Ghanaians are believed to have been lured into the conflict since 2022, citing Ukrainian authorities. Ablakwa described the figures as depressing and frightening, saying Ghana cannot turn a blind eye to these heartbreaking statistics. Coming up shortly, India and Israel pledge to boost ties in defense and technology. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should.